Well, my goodness, this is reactive this morning. The commentator, Malachy O'Doherty, is questioning the BBC's coverage of the North West. He says the BBC shouldn't be cheerleading the North West 200. Meanwhile, former North West 200 winner Philip McCallum is on the radio telling Malachy to essentially wise up. This is a popular sport which many, many people endorse and enjoy, and the BBC is just reflecting that. There's Stem with us this morning as we continue to take your calls, 0330 80 55 55. John in Dungana and Belfast. Morning, John.
Hello, Stephen. First of all, I'd like to send my condolences to the Thomas family.
Okay, John.
I'm disabled.
Yeah.
And I used to go to the North West year in, year out, and also the TT. And I'm also a licensed vehicle pair. And it wasn't the BBC showing the highlights of the sport that I used to enjoy so much, I wouldn't be able to enjoy it.
So you back up what the BBC's doing, John?
Yes.
Okay. Alan and Dramore. Morning, Alan.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Alan.
Yes, Stephen. What I'm trying to say is, like, you think of all the motor bike riders that's been killed over the years or injured over the years, especially the boys have been nearly killed, they've got back on the bike again. They want to do what they want. And you said, like, the Ian Hutchins, the Connor Cummings was nearly killed in the TT. Look at Connor and look at Ian. They're doing fairly well. So they are, and they don't know anything else but motorbike riding. So they don't.
Alan, thank you. John and Malile. Morning, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Hello.
Go ahead, John.
Well, Stephen, I agree with Philip McCallum a lot. I'm a big road race fan myself, and the riders know the risks. You know, I unfortunately witnessed a tragic accident at the Ulster Grand Prix quite a few years ago when Owen McNally lost his life. You know, I witnessed that personally, and I still go back to the racing because it's my choice. You know, it's the riders' choices to do with their racing. The spectators want to be there to support their riders. Like Lexa Hutchie, Jamie Hamilton had a severe accident last year at the TT, and he's talking about coming back at some stage in the years as well.
Malachy?
Well, you know, people make a choice to enter a sport with very, very high risks. They suffer serious injury and they go back and they do it. And I understand that. And people want to give them moral support and they want to give them support from the side of the track in a decision which a lot of us would not make, right? So all I am saying is, and this is my decision, I do not want to be implicated in any way in encouraging that kind of risk. I simply do not. If somebody in my family told me they wanted to do that, I would regard that as a tragedy within the family. I would think that would be an appalling thing, and I would want to discourage it. I do not understand the person who, having travelled at speed and suffered serious injury, wants to get back on the bike and do it again. I do not understand Dunlop.
Malachy, can I put a word in here? If you don't understand it, why are you talking about it? Why are you on here talking about something you don't understand?
I'm not talking about the mechanics, the techniques, or the psychology of the sport. I'm talking about myself. I'm talking about the media.
But you seem to be in the minority. You're not the majority here. You're the minority. You're spouting off about something you know nothing about.
I don't have to be in the majority to have an opinion.
No, you can have an opinion. People don't want to hear it, though, it sounds like.
Well, you don't want to hear it, you say, but you come on to the radio to talk to me about it. So apparently you do want to hear it.
Malachy, why don't you take a day trip down to Stephen or down to Philip's shop and Philip, let him go out on one of your bikes and let him see what it feels like. The adrenaline, the buzz you get right in that open road.
I'm sure,
Malachy, that's what we'll do. I will invite you here to have a ride on a motorcycle and sample. Really, I shouldn't be fighting you here. I should be encouraging you to sample the sport and have a go at it. Come along and spectate or have a ride in a motorcycle and then have an opinion.
No,
if you haven't sampled it, how can you have an opinion of something you haven't really sampled?
Well, he doesn't need to sample it to know it's dangerous.
It is dangerous, but we all know that. We don't need anyone else telling us.
Do you think...
Obviously you don't need anyone telling you. Obviously you don't need anyone telling you that. I get it that you... I get what you're saying. I get it that it's exciting, that it's exhilarating, and I get it that it is worth the risk of dying for in your mind and in the minds of other people. All I'm saying is the rest of us who notice that you have this thing that is different than the rest of us, that you would risk your lives for a thrill, the rest of us should stand back from that, and that includes the BBC.
But the BBC, what about those 100 million homes throughout the world that watch it? What about the 2 million people that want to watch it, like the people that's just been on the phone there? Do you want to deprive all those of seeing a sport they love? We're talking about millions of people here. We're not talking about 10 or 20.
Well, then we come back to the question I asked before. What is an acceptable death toll here?
Well, no death is acceptable anywhere.
You know that people are going to die. You know that people are going to be injured. It happens routinely. It happens on a, you know, with a consistency you could average out and make bets on. You know,
but it happens.
Well, then, look at football. Somebody breaks their legs or drops down, maybe sadly has a heart attack playing sports and things like that. Why does the BBC then not pick up on that? It always seems to be the Northwest 200. Mervyn White does his best. Philip McCallum is on the team. These guys are working hard as can be, year in, year out, to make their place safer for riders.
I know that. And
why do you not back us, Malachy? Why not help us make it safer?
I'm doing a great job trying to keep it safe in the full knowledge that it's not actually possible to keep it completely safe. And that is the problem.
But it's not safe even driving on the road to work sometimes with the amount of road accidents.
Yeah, but you're not driving on the road to work at 200 miles per hour. And the
we're doing that in a controlled environment.
And the BBC would never be broadcasting people like you, Philip, saying that it's exhilarating to be driving at 200 miles per hour.
But we're doing that in a closed environment, on a closed road that's set up the best that we can do to accommodate that.
But as tragically we have seen, when it goes wrong, lives are at stake.
Yeah, there is.
The lives of people standing watching it, including the lives of people in the neighbourhood.
But other things that's covered as well by the BBC, like equestrian, like water sports, like mountain sports, they also have a great loss of life because of people's love for the sport.
I think the interesting thing here, and Malachy, clearly Philip's argument is a powerful one, that there are dangers and there are risks in everything in life. And in particular sport, we can think of many sports, we've mentioned them this morning, boxing, rugby, where there is a real risk of injury, serious injury, and an isolated incident's death. We know about that. And therefore, people take the risk, and the BBC is reflecting a very positive, a very popular sport. That's all the BBC's doing, goes one argument. But there's another argument, Philip McCallum. I know that the BBC concerns itself all the time with imitative behaviour. In other words, the BBC is often worried that if it shows something on screen, that other people might copy it and present themselves with a danger. And the BBC, through this sport, and there's no, how can the BBC cover it without doing this? But the BBC is essentially showing people how exciting it is to ride at 200 miles per hour, with commentary from people like you, Philip, saying that it is exciting, that it is an unbelievable feeling. Now, does there need to be a little bit more thought into that type of commentary because of imitative behaviour?
It's hard to answer that one properly, Stephen. The people that follow the sport and the people that are involved in it, we are speaking to those people. You know, that's what they want. They want the thrill. They want the excitement. They want the buzz. But in a different level, that's every sport. You know, that's the football fans. I know this is a dangerous sport, ours. And the BBC do a tremendous job of covering that and actually putting all they can forward and safe. You know, and we work at the Northwest 200, for instance. We work tireless with newcomers to accommodate them, to make them aware of the dangers on the course. We have personal one-to-one briefings with them. We have tours around the around the course with them. We do all we can to make that safer. When the flag goes down, the race starts, and that's where the organisers are out of control a little bit, and it's into the hands of the riders. And it's so sad that some riders make mistakes. Some suffer from a bruise or a scratch or a broken bone. And ultimately, we know the final cost is a fatality. Now, we are working hard and tireless to try and make that course safer. You know, everyone in motorsport and motorcycling is doing the same. And if people, the like of Malachy's, would come behind us and help us do that, get more funding to make it safer, the people want it. The North Coast needs this. And Northern Ireland needs it to be broadcast in our little country, you know, out over, like in many other sports, over 100 countries worldwide and over 100 million homes. That's something we got to be proud of. So let's get together and make it better, make it safer, and we'll all have fun.
Well, I have no doubt that you're a sincere person and you really are committed to this and you really do believe in it, you know, but I just don't understand why I should be part of that or why the larger society should be part of that.
But, yes, Malachy, you don't have to be part of it. You know, just turn the TV off. You don't have to take part in it if you don't want to.
That's too simple, Philip. The point is that we are paying through license fee, we're paying through taxation, we're paying through tourism promotion and so on. And unfortunately, you know, we're paying through the lives of men
here's,
as well.
Here's Robert next. Morning, Robert.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Robert.
How are you?
Doing okay, thank you. Your son races?
He does, yeah. He's 18, so he is. And, you know, what Malachy's saying, like, where was Malachy on Saturday? What was he doing? Malachy, what were you doing on Saturday?
I was on the bicycle.
Yeah, you're on a bicycle. Does that not cause a risk as well?
That carries a risk. It doesn't carry the, you know, I've fallen off a bicycle, but I've never broken a bone falling off a bicycle. And, it's a glib point. The reality is that travelling at 200 miles an hour on a motorbike is a damn sight more dangerous than riding a bicycle.
I disagree with that, sir. I absolutely disagree.
I keep hearing it. It doesn't.
Yeah, well, it's
fact.
My son's been racing since he was 16. And that he's now turned 18. Now,
happy with that?
Him, yeah.
Yeah. And what kind of speeds is he doing?
Well, he could be well over 100, 120 mile an hour at Bishop's Court and stuff like that because he's moved up a class this year. But, you know, at the end of the day,
anxious for his welfare when he's out there doing that.
Oh, yeah, of course you do be. But, you know, I mean, he loves it. He gets a thrill from it. I was a motorcycle instructor for 10 years. I've been photographer for quite a few years at the TT, at the Northwest. Mervyn White, Philip McCallum, all those guys that look after the whole thing do an outstanding job. BBC, Stephen Watson, everybody. Every team goes there for a week's racing. People turn up to watch one of the most spectacular events that we have in our beautiful country. And you can go out on your push bike and get knocked down. It wouldn't be an eyelid batted. And all of a sudden, because the BBC have highlighted our fantastic sport that we have, we get guys like you jumping on shouting, oh, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. What about people that skydive, as Philip said, water sports, that risk is always there. I'm in a risk when I get into my
car. So what's it like, Robert, when you see your son tear off down the road at over 100 mile an hour?
Fantastic. I'm proud of him. I'm proud. I'm going, that's my boy going down that race circuit of Bishop's Court.
The faster you go, the narrower goes the margin for error. You know, the tighter the calculations you have to make.
The guys that are racing those bikes are experienced riders. They know what they're doing. They know what to do. If something goes wrong, they can do their best to get out of it. That's what they're claimed. That's what they know what to do. Things can go wrong, and unfortunately,
Robert,
people die.
Robert, thank you. Drew next. Morning, Drew.
Good morning, Stephen. Can you hear me?
I can. You want to speak to Malachy?
I do, yes. I just want to say, Malachy, listen. Speeds and forwards are relevant. Listen, I've been supporting those races for most of my life. I ride a bike myself. I lost a friend at 30 miles an hour on a motorcycle. Wasn't racing at 30 miles an hour. I've had a smash at 80 miles an hour 5 years ago. Nearly crippled me. I'm straight back on a bike. All I want to say is it's a bit of an insult to have somebody of your ilk on this radio show insulting the families of those who ride the bikes that provide. I'll tell you, I have been sixteen plus years. I've been traveling the world in business. Our country is synonymous with this sport, and we should be proud of it. And the families and everybody involved in it, the whole racing community, are behind these guys 100%.
Well, true, he's entitled to have an opinion.
No,
And he's entitled to raise the issue of safety without you describing it as an insult. It's a difference of opinion. And safety and motor biking is a very much a relevant topic to talk about, isn't it?
It's a relevant
Why
topic.
Why are you so defensive?
I'm defensive because every year or any time anything happens, whether it be at the national road races or the international road races, somebody who knows nothing about the sport, just because they're quite gobby, to be honest, and want a bit of airtime.
Lovely. Tell me about the time you came off the bike at 80 miles an hour.
Yeah. I was off work for 6 months. Bike rode off, smashed up, and that's basically what happened. I hit loose gravel. I was taking a right-hander, loose gravel on the road, couldn't do anything about it, straight into a wall. Out cold, that was me gone. Thought life was over. And the first I was down on two crutches. When I could walk again, I was on the two crutches, one crutch, dropped the one crutch. I was straight back on that bike because I have a passion.
Were you commuting or what were you doing at the time?
I was out with the club. There was 20 plus of us on bikes. We were out. We were just out for a tour for the day.
What, over the speed limit then?
It was between 70 and 80. I'd say that's what I mean by God. I mean, being quite smart. I was in and around between the 70 and 80 mark. It was in the 70 zone.
You said 80. Marker. You said 80.
Yes, well, between 70 and 80. And
you
it
said,
doesn't matter
you said 80.
What I'm saying. Yes, well, what I'm saying is...
And it does matter, doesn't it? Because to drive at 80 mile an hour, first of all, is illegal. Secondly, it's not just dangerous for you, Drew. It's dangerous for anybody else on a public road.
Well, it was between 70 and 80. The estimates at the accident, whenever the police were there, that said it was between 70 and 80. It was there and off the speed limit. If I broke the speed limit, I would have been in cuffs as well. But I wasn't. But the point I'm trying to make is, my friend lost his life at 30 miles an hour on a bike. 30. Not 200.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. Well, you know, the reality is you're much more likely to lose your life at 200 miles an hour or at 80 miles an hour than at 30 miles an hour.
No, you can lose your life at any speed on a bike.
But
tell that to the family of my friend that lost his son 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, it doesn't mean a thing. Go and look at, you know, it's averages are averages, and you're more likely to lose your life at 200 miles an hour.
Malachi, can I ask a question?
Sport is a great sport. It is followed by...
Sport, and you all love it, and I get that. Right? I get that.
Maybe we should ban cycling, Malachi, because, you know, 113 cyclists died in Britain last year cycling. Did you know that?
Let's speak to Kenny this morning in Dungannon. You have a son, he's just 13, Kenny, and he's biking, is that right?
Yeah, he just turned 13 today, Stephen. He started racing on the circuits. The way he explains it to people is there's two different sports, you know, from the circus to the roads. It's football and rugby. They both play their ball, but they're two different sports. But I hope he keeps saying it like that. But what my point is, I support him 100% in what he does. If he decides that he wants to go road racing, which I will try and stay away from because of dangers. Like, it's dangerous at the circus too, don't get me wrong. I will have to support him, and I will support him. We go as a family to the races, and
but you'll try to encourage him not to.
He's his own person. He'll do his own thing.
He's 13 years of age, Kenny.
Yes, that's right. But he's starting off in the circus, and that's what he used to start at. And he lives for his racing. He just loves. We're going to Mandela Park at the weekend here, and he just can't wait to get on the bike and loves it. And I, for one, would not be standing up and stopping him. Can I also say that you're talking about banning things? Maybe you should ban people like Malachi coming on the radio that doesn't know what he's talking about. To speak to people like Philip McCallum, who's very experienced, and you know, it doesn't make sense. There are people that's jumping on the bandwagon when they don't know anything about it.
At no time did I say that it should be banned. I don't think it's possible to ban it because it's so clear that there's so much enthusiasm behind it.
But you're saying, Malachi, not to cover it. Do you know there was 113 cyclists died in
racing
last year?
Not racing. I mean,
no, it doesn't. But we have a choice to race. A lot of those cyclists died because they were knocked off a bicycle.
Cyclists did not die racing. Right.
We choose to race.
Yeah, you choose to race, and yes. I honour your choice.
But a lot of those cyclists on the road that died didn't choose to die. They were on their bicycle going to work when they were knocked off. It's a risk in life, Malachy. Everything has got risks. We have chosen our risk. A lot of those cyclists that died didn't choose their way of death.
Except that you've chosen your risk. You're welcome to your risk. You know, I would not choose your risk. I just do not think that the wider society should be implicated in encouraging you to take that risk.
The wider society seem to be, according to this program and the stats from everywhere else, the wider society do want to be interested in it. It's only you and a small minority that don't.
It's a question that goes beyond the BBC, isn't it? It's a question that goes well beyond the BBC, this, because the Northwest 200 would also be seen as a tourist event. This is a question for politicians as well. James in Kilcoo. Morning, James.
Hello, Stephen. First of all, sympathies to the family. I can't believe how one-sided the reporting, this debate is. You've caught 5-6 people who have backed up Philip McCallum's point. I understand that there's a nanny state and that people seek sports that are adrenaline-fueled, you know, and that's a great thing. But I'd like to raise some points. How many accidents have resulted in drivers being disabled, being brain damaged, lying in a coma right now? How many mothers are, you know, mourning the death of their children? You know, this is, in some ways, this is a brutal sport, and it's a fantastic sport, but, you know, you have to wake up to the reality of it. It doesn't achieve anything other than a buzz. You know, and you can back it and love it and all that there, but inevitably, people will die. And people will die in other sports, but not on the scale of motorcycling. There's millions, there's hundreds and thousands of people cycle. A few get killed, maybe 100.
113.
There's not thousands and thousands of people. It's not the same amount of people riding bicycles at 200 miles an hour. You know what I mean?
Hello? You're angry this morning, James.
Very good point.
I am angry. I'm angry at the BBC. This is not objective. An objective debate.
Well, let me just tell you how we. Well, hold on a minute. Hold on a moment. It's as objective as we can make it. Let me tell you how this works, okay? We have Malachy O'Doherty on defending his position. We have Philip McCallum on the other side of that argument. I'm trying to moderate it, and we take the calls we get. The frank reality is, James, that the vast majority of calls coming into this programme this morning are in favour of Philip McCallum and not of Malachy O'Doherty's position. But you've heard me try to balance that as the interviewer. And when we saw your call, we brought you on.
And so, I think you've done a wonderful job this morning. But I think that as a member of the non-racing fraternity, I do have a right to comment on it. And the next is Philip McCallum are telling me to take a run and jump. But I've absolutely I know nothing about motorsports. But yet, does that mean that I can't comment whenever someone in society, this person who lost their life, is a part of my society? Do I not have a responsibility as a member of society? And do I not have an opinion?
Okay.
But Phil McCallum's telling me to take a run and jump.
No, I wouldn't say that to anyone because I value other people's opinion.
Well, you've been...
value Malachy. You're saying things like, he's absolutely no right to make a comment.
No, he does have a right to make a comment, but he needs to do the homework. What happens, everyone? What happens, everyone, really? They jump on the bandwagon exactly like you've done without doing your homework. Now, we're talking here in public.
What do you mean, doing my homework?
Do your homework on the spot. But if you don't know about it, how can you honestly give a true opinion? I mean, you should have your opinion.
I listen to the news. I hear that people have accidents.
Yes.
An accident, just like going to war. Someone could get killed at war.
They could.
For every person that's killed, you've now 10 people that lose limbs, that are lying in comas.
It's terrible. But
how many people are sitting in wheelchairs right now because they got on a bike and went at 180 or 200 miles an hour?
Well, to be honest, in the big scale of things, that would be a very minority of people. So it would. You know, we lost. If you want to talk in the big scale, in 1 minute.
Maybe 2 or 3 in the winter.
No, in 1 minute we're talking on a world scale, and then another minute we want to talk on a local scale.
Your problem is you patronise people. You don't actually listen to the argument against you. You really do think that we're just ignorant.
No, I don't think that at all. You know, your history, you're not an ignorant man, Malachy.
Over and over again in this programme that you don't understand what you're talking about. You think that people like ourselves who see this on television and know the scale of death have no right to have any response to that or any feeling about it because we don't know our bikes or whatever. You know, okay. You really want to think this through more.
Okay, well, listen, we're out of time, but clearly a big, big discussion point. Massive discussion point. Thanks for your company today. We'll continue talking about this on Twitter at Stephen Nolan. Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.